I think, first of all, on tax policy, the minister had already indicated in the February budget speech that his intention was, in fact, to focus on broadening the tax base as opposed to adjusting the rates, because we had felt that from a tax rate perspective, we had reached a point of inflection where raising rates does not necessarily extract more revenue. Clearly, from a COVID perspective, one has to look at where are the opportunities, and that will be a function of the work of the Minister and Treasury over the next number of months. I do think, however, what's important is that it is not as if from a tax compliance perspective we are a fully compliant society. And so what we have as SARS is our work is cut out in a number of ways. We have seen general tax compliance levels slipping, whether that is companies who ought to register, who don't register, companies who should submit and file declarations, who don't. A big focus on employers who collect pay as you earn and don't hand it over to SARS. So there's a lot of areas of non-compliance that we will be focusing on and have begun to focus in fact. The second point is there are still organizations involved in aggressive tax arrangements, and so you will recall that we have now established a unit to focus specifically on wealthy and complex tax arrangements of individuals who are so-called super rich and high net worth individuals. And that will be a big focus alongside the work of having re-established the large business center. In the large business, we have to amplify our focus, especially on international taxes, where we still find significant non-compliance in areas such as transfer pricing, as well as base erosion and profit shifting schemes. And that work will slowly gain momentum. In the criminal activities, we will focus significantly on areas of syndicated fraud. We have seen a proliferation, and sadly, even during this time of the COVID challenge, criminals take their chances. COVID does not make you who you are. It simply reveals who you are. So if you were a thief going into COVID, you are just a better thief looking for better opportunities. And so syndicated fraud, especially in the VAT area, is an area we will focus on, as well as deliberate misdeclaration of import values, where importers go into complicit arrangements with exporters from countries, particularly such as China and India, and deliberately seek to defraud the fiscus by misstating import values. And then two general points, I think, for us is to expand and increase the use of data so that we can improve early detection through artificial intelligence, as well as a greater focus on the collection of outstanding debt. We have seen the debt book, that is debt that is not disputed, owed by many taxpayers, that is not recovered. And so an additional focus just to make sure that the debt that is in fact due to the fiscus is collected. So these are the five areas where we will amplify our focus to make sure that at least even in the trying times of COVID, we must ensure more than ever before that the revenue that is due to the fiscus is in fact collected. And so there are clear areas and clear opportunities where we will be focusing our attention on in the coming year.